West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carrollton police have arrested and charged the former executive director of the nonprofit Carroll County Court-appointed special advocates with theft by taking, saying she stole at least $7,000 from her former employer. Carrollton police investigator Brandon Wilson telling WLBB Radio that the nonprofit's board chairman notified police about concerns she had with the company's expenses. During the investigation, Wilson says investigators found extra paychecks had been issued to Stacy Lee Cook and a number of Venmo transactions showing funds being transferred from the Casa Venmo accounts into Cook's personal Venmo account and then into Cook's personal bank account. Wilson says investigators have not determined how the money was spent at this time, and they have no information to suggest if there was anyone else involved. Cook had been an employee with Casa since September of 2018, according to her LinkedIn page. Prior to that, she worked for the Carroll County Juvenile Wellness Court. Cook was released from the Carroll County Jail after meeting a bond of $5,000. Chair of the Casa Board of Directors for Carroll County, Dr. Kylie Carroll, told WLBB Radio that Cook is no longer an employee of the Carroll County Casa, adding, "As a board, we are focused on positively moving forward according to the purpose of the organization. We have great confidence in the leadership of our newly appointed executive director and are committed to serving the foster children within our community." Cook's arrest comes just 6 months after the former executive director of the Carroll County Mental Health Advocates pled guilty to two charges of theft by taking after she was accused of stealing thousands of dollars from her nonprofit employer over at least a two-year period. Well, the National Weather Service has gone ahead and issued a winter weather watch for our area in effect from Friday morning through Saturday morning. This means a wintry mix of precipitation is possible south of the Interstate 20 corridor. A mixture of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain is likely. Snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches is possible, with icing amounts around a tenth of an inch possible. Officials say plan on slippery road conditions, with travel likely becoming difficult. The hazardous conditions could impact the Friday commute and linger into Saturday morning. Bridges and overpasses could become icy, even if temperatures remain slightly above freezing. And 3rd District Congressman Brian Jack getting credit for the first bill he has co-sponsored in Congress with the bipartisan passage of the Lakin Riley Act. Lakin Riley was a 22-year-old nursing student who was brutally murdered by an illegal immigrant while running on the campus of the University of West Georgia in February of 2024. The Lakin Riley Act would amend federal law to require Immigration and Customs Enforcement to arrest illegal immigrants who commit theft offenses and mandates that these illegal immigrants are detained until they are removed from the country. I'm Colin Worthington.